The World Health Organization has been advising travelers to avoid certain areas where the new respiratory disease, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, is present. The latest cities added to the list are Beijing and Toronto. China has shut down a major hospital in Beijing. More than 2,000 employees are under observation for SARS. Major League Baseball officials warn players to be careful when they travel to Toronto to play the Blue Jays. Officials in Toronto say the WHO advisory is an overreaction. NPR's Richard Knox is in Toronto. The WHO says the reason it issued the ban is the number of cases of SARS in Toronto and evidence that the virus is spreading. Are the Canadians disputing that?
Very much so, Bob, and on several grounds. First of all, the epidemic in Toronto so far has counted 136 probable cases and 16 deaths, and Toronto officials say that that is really dwarfed by the epidemics in mainland China and Hong Kong, which have had 11 to 17 times more cases. And also Toronto's epidemic has been slowing markedly recently. Second, Toronto says that it's had limited community spread, that all but one case has been traced to the original cluster, which itself was touched off by a woman who traveled here from Hong Kong. And it is not popping up in the general population or flaring in whole apartment blocks. Officials say the latest numbers show they've been successful in containing the transmission in a religious community, which was a big worry about a week, 10 days ago, that it might be the start of something big. That hasn't happened. The latest cases are in healthcare workers who are taking care of earlier SARS cases. And finally, officials here dispute the WHO's assertion that it is exporting cases.
What's the reaction in Toronto?
Well, it's somewhat what you would expect if the United States was told by the World Health Organization that New York City was too dangerous to visit. The headline in this morning's Globe and Mail here is Toronto's Black Eye, and it's not too strong to say that the reaction is shock, outrage, dismay, and a lot of other pretty strong words. Mayor Mel Lastman yesterday was just fit to be tied. He said he'd never been so angry. As you say, Major League Baseball is advising players who come here not to sign autographs, not to mingle with crowds, not to ride mass transit until next July or this coming July. Tour operators and convention organizers say it's just an unmitigated catastrophe. The governor of the Bank of Canada, the nation's Alan Greenspan, says it's going to be a tremendous drag on the national economy because Toronto accounts for about a fifth of the economy. You might expect all of these reactions in this kind of situation, but I think what's interesting and noteworthy is that the Canadian health officials at all levels are also unanimous in attacking the WHO decision in the strongest terms. They say they were blindsided, which WHO denies. They say it's just unjustified by the evidence, and they're calling for reconsideration.
And what's the World Health Organization say in response?
Well, so far it seems to be holding firm. The WHO says that they will review it in 3 weeks, which seems like an eternity here right now to most people, and a period in which a lot of damage can be done to the perceptions of the world about SARS in Toronto. WHO seems most concerned about what it says is new evidence that SARS has spread from Toronto to another country. There have been three known cases of people acquiring SARS in Toronto and traveling elsewhere. The one that concerns WHO most, apparently, involves a Toronto traveler who transmitted SARS, they say, to five healthcare workers abroad. Dr. David Heyman of the WHO wouldn't name the country. We know it's not the United States because there aren't five reported cases of SARS transmission to healthcare workers in the entire U.S. Canadian officials say they believe WHO is referring to a Toronto resident who went to the Philippines, but one Toronto health official says the jury is still out whether that traveler actually died of SARS.
Isn't the WHO advisory at odds with what American officials are saying about the risk of visiting Toronto?
That's right. Dr. Clifford McDonald of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is in Toronto right now to help figure out why SARS is spreading among healthcare workers. And he notes that the CDC has explicitly decided not to warn Americans to avoid Toronto, that Americans who come here should wash their hands frequently and be alert to any signs of illness after they visit, and try to avoid visiting Toronto hospitals, but not to avoid coming to Toronto.
NPR's Richard Knox in Toronto.